when Cupid's fierce and powerful dart my freedom did betray. Tormented in my lovesick heart, beneath the shades I lay, unseen to anywhere I was, I softly thus begun. Blind boy, thou art unkind, alas, by love I'm quite undone. Why should I love that faithless swain that ne'er will me regard? He laughs at this, my scorching pain, and scoffs o'er my reward. Were I a man, I'd rather die than when a heart is won. From his true love away to fly, oh, thus I am undone. Well, faithless Corydon, beware, since thou art false to me. Perhaps thou mayest find one that's fair, may prove as false as thee. And when thou liest in Cupid's chains, scoffed at by every one, then think upon Florella's pains that thou hast quite undone. Who then will pity thy distress that used thy lover so, and slighted thy dear shepherdess, causing her deadly woe? Then all the world condemn thee will that lives beneath the sun. And when that thou hast sighed thy fill, then cry, I'm quite undone. Thou shalt not find throughout the plain one that will pity thee, but say thou art a perjured swain and treacherous to me, while I, poor shepherdess, lament and languish all alone. Thou shalt be filled with discontent, and cry, thou art undone. How many swains as false as thee were served in their kind, and he that once will cruel be shall never pity find. But he may chance to see that face by which he may be won. He'll pity then his lover's case that he hath quite undone. Let virgins that are chaste and true take warning now by me, lest they in time do chance to rue by their credulity. I cannot help it, though I grieve that I so soon was won by him that did me so deceive and hath me quite undone. We females are the weaker sex, and so it plain appears. Though we for love ourselves perplex and melt away to tears, false men will never pity take when they our hearts have won. They spite and slight and us forsake, and thus we are undone. But why should we be served so, whose goodness doth excel? Or why should we be brought to woe by loving to do well? And yet, alas, 'tis all in vain, for when our hearts are won, we are requited with disdain, lo, thus we are undone. We had a warning once before of that false creature, man, whom we like idols do adore. Let us do what we can. The more they slight, the more we love when once the suit's begun. And never can our hearts remove till we are quite undone.